If we're all honest with ourselves, we have a selfish streak within us. Each and every one of us has this selfish nature that we, better or worse, resist. Some do better at resisting it than others, but it's still there. And it shows itself in wanting to be recognized for things we do. You know, that there's always that, for many of us, there's that temptation to, oh, look at me and look at the good things I've done. There's always that temptation to make the focus about me and not what I've done and getting praise for what I've done. There's a temptation where we want to be noticed and affirmed. Where it's, you know, we want to make sure if we're involved in something that our name is on there somewhere. We're mentioned somehow in this event. And then, of course, there's the selfish streak of we want to do things our way ourselves. It's not about what's best for the organization or for our family or for our community. It's what do we want? And how are we going to get what we want and not what's best for others? Well, in response to this, we hear St. Paul in the second reading, do nothing out of selfishness and vainglory. What St. Paul is telling us is don't do things so that we're recognized. Don't do things out of our selfish pride to be involved and to be recognized or that it'll be our way. Instead of being selfish, we need to be self-giving. We need to be willing to give of ourselves, even to the point of regardless of the cost. That instead of trying to get people to recognize us and be drawn towards us, we need to be going out to others. We need to be reaching out to others. We need to be serving others. And when we do that, when we allow ourselves to operate not out of selfishness and vainglory, but out of humility, we can often go unrecognized, where people will not recognize us for what we've done. People will overlook the contributions maybe that we have. Now, we all probably know someone who is self-centered, their focus is on themselves. It's not on others. If they do anything for others, it is for that person's good, not for the person they're serving. We all know people like that, that it's just the world revolves around them and their minds. And sadly, in many organizations, this is the kind of person that climbs the ranks. You see it often in major corporations, that the people who become the managers and the CEOs and positions like that are very self-centered. It's all about them. I would venture, there are studies out there that if you went and looked at like the Fortune 500 companies, the vast majority of the CEOs are self-centered. And the reason why they have that job is because the focus is on them. And let's not even get started with politicians. They're definitely not serving the people, let's put it that way. These people often do rise to positions of power because they're good at promoting themselves. Oh, look at the great work I did on the project. Look at how much money I have saved the company or the country or whatever. And so they rise to higher and higher and higher positions. But it's all about them. But you might also know people, and I'm sure you do, you could probably name some people in our area, in our community, in our parish, who are self-giving. These are the people that they don't always get recognized, but when you talk about, oh yeah, he'd give you the shirt off his back. He'd give you anything. He would do anything for you if you just ask. And if he sees something that you haven't even asked for, he would do it. She would do it. And they wouldn't say anything. They just do it. For your good, not for theirs. This is the kind of person we need to be as Christians. We need to be the kind of people that people would say we would give the shirts off our back for, to others. You know, imagine if people asked, oh yes, a Sacred Heart, oh yeah, the people there, they will do anything. They will give you the shirts off their back. They will do anything that you need. You ask them, it gets done. And they don't want recognition. They're not looking for money or fame. They want to serve. That's what they should be saying about our parish. is that we give for their sake, not for ours. This is what St. Paul is talking about. Humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interests, but also for those of others. And the reason why St. Paul is calling us to this is because this is how our Lord lived. And we have that second half of the second reading, where it's actually a hymn. The scripture scholars actually believe it was a hymn that the Christians would sing as part of their Mass, as part of their service, their divine liturgies. And it talks about how our Lord Jesus, who is God himself, second person of the Trinity, instead of becoming a king, a ruler, becoming, you know, all the world bowing down to him as the devil tried to tempt him to, instead became one of us. He became human. And he gave his life on the cross for us. He gave his life on the cross that we might have salvation. And so for that reason, we do bow our knees at the name of Jesus, but not out of his power, but out of love for him, out of reverence for the fact that he gave his life for us, that he died for us. That's how we need to be. We need to be regarded not as someone who is selfish, who is in it for themselves, but as someone who is totally self-giving for others. And I think part of that being that self-giving and that humbly giving of ourselves is also being aware of how others serve us. It's too often, I think, that we miss how often in our daily lives we have others who serve us. And it's often very small, simple things, whether it is things that people do out of the kindness of their hearts, or they do it for some other reason, or for a job, or something like that. I think one of the clearest ways that we often miss this is just as simple as when we go to the grocery store and you get checked out. That little service that, yes, they're doing that for their job. They're doing that for pay. But it is still a service to us. How often do we thank them? Doesn't have to be anything fancy, but just thank you. You know, just something simple when we're finished. Thank you, have a good day. How often do we recognize anything like that? Just simple way people serve us. And I admit, I'm just as guilty of this as anyone else. You know, we all get wrapped up in our needs of our world, and you might be at the grocery store, and you might be worrying about something, or thinking about what you're making for supper, or you've got this going on and that going on, and you just don't even think about saying hi to the person behind the checkout. Again, very simple thing. And I'm as guilty about it. I try very hard to recognize people who help out here in the parish, but sometimes I forget. So this is kind of an opportunity for me to thank all of you who serve here in the parish, all of you who do, whether big and small, major things or just little simple tasks that need to be done. Thank you. You know, the parish runs not because the pastor is so good at organizing it, but because the people, you, run it. So thank you. You know, thank you, and please keep it up, and please let me know if there are more ways that we need help in this parish. You know, like I said, I can sometimes miss it, but every little thing people do for this parish helps grow the kingdom of God. And of course, it makes my job as pastor that much better, that much easier. So thank you. I don't always take the time to say that, so that's why I'm doing it now. I think this is a good time to do it, to thank all of you while we're here. You show what it means to place others over yourselves. And that's the example we need to show to the world, because that's the example that our Lord gave us as well. And we might not be recognized for the work that we do here on earth, but our reward will be great in heaven, because our Lord will recognize it, and he will show his gratitude towards us for that service.